What is something I'm going to demonstrate is the next point, where you choose a grouping and vary this, where the subdivisions and rests are on the fly. So I'm just going to pick a random group. I'm going to pick group N, as in Nancy, which is 2-3-3-3-2-3. And I'm going to vary up where the groupings, which groups get the subdivisions, and I'll even sometimes rest. I'm gonna first get the feel for the group by subdividing everything, and then I won't subdivide anything. Then I'll pick and choose. Like, first I'm gonna subdivide everything. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. So, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now let me just say something else about that to help you. Notice that when you have a 2, your next group will start with the same pick direction that you began on. So if you begin on a down and it's a 2, regardless of what the next grouping is, the next group will also start on a down. Namely, like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And so that would have been down, down. Because if you're using alternate picking, so it can help you keep your place. And so a 2 is the same direction and 3 is the opposite direction. Namely, down, down, up, down, up, up, down, down, up, down, up, up. So if that made any sense, the two places where there were two downs in a row or two ups in a row were immediately following the 2. And all the other places, the next pick stroke is the opposite because the 3 is an odd number. Does that make any sense? You're going to have to listen to this again maybe. But in order to keep your spot sometimes between the 3s and 2s, it can help to use alternate picking direction. Again, demonstrating N, like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, would be down, down, up, down, up, up. See what I mean? All right?